Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which again this year listed as one of the nation's premier community colleges. In fact, later this week, we'll have a huge announcement that we'll be ranked among the nation's top 10 in a key category. So keep an eye out for that announcement on our social media accounts. We kick off this week's show with a visit with our head football coach, Greg Davis. As always, Coach, we appreciate your time here on Tiger Talk.
Appreciate it, fellas. Glad to be here.
Well, it's always fun to talk football with you, and you just wrapped up your spring drills last week. What did you and your staff learn about this year's team?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to talk about our defense coordinator, Paige Anders. He came in here from Wichita Baptist, and he's brought in a really good philosophy on defense. And the one thing that we've learned over the spring is you got to make big plays against that defense. That's the only way you can actually defend it and beat it is, so to speak, is to go and attack it from the big play aspect. And so we learned a lot from the offensive side of the ball, trying to prepare against that defense, and what he brought to the table this spring. I'm looking forward to seeing what we do in the fall. Defensively, schematically, we were fantastic. I thought that was a good thing. So, you know, we just got to get better on the offensive side of the ball as far as explosive plays. That's the only way you can get past that defense. And, you know, I think that will happen.
Wow, that's a lot of evaluating. At first, I thought it was going to be an unfair question because basically you only have half your team, right, in spring drills?
Well, we do. And, you know, we competed a lot. And that was the biggest thing. But overall, there's a lot of work that goes into this. It's just not going out there putting the ball down and saying, let's go. And, you know, there's a lot of schematics involved with it and trying to get things deciphered and who can play, who cannot play. But also, you know, how do we defend this? How do we, you know, hurt this? How do we, you know, get explosive plays here and there? And how can we gain an edge here in the X's and O's standpoint? So, but we did have a lot of good work, a lot of physical contact, and there's a lot to it.
No doubt about that. And then it gets kind of exciting because you did have some gaps you had to fill in, but you really liked your signing class. So now the excitement level is picking up. Now you're going to look forward to seeing there this summer as you continue to move forward toward that opening kickoff in August.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it back in February that, you know, most of our kids on defense will be here in the fall, in which we recruited a large amount of kids. But from the offensive standpoint, we didn't have a lot of skill players here this spring. So, and they'll be here in the fall. So it's one of those things that, you know, defensively this spring we had some good battles. And so the heart and soul of our offense this spring was the offensive line, quarterback, and running back. They were coming back, the box. And unfortunately, we were running into a box. Schematically, it was had an extra player in a box. So it really made us tougher. It made us better. But, you know, overall, we're excited. We got a lot of great players coming in. We feel really confident, knock on wood. We had no injuries, thank goodness.
Yes.
And so we're excited about that. But, you know, as this week wraps up here, finals, okay, we blink. 3 weeks later, they're back here the first week of June. So there's no off time. And, you know, matter of fact, we ended spring ball Wednesday. We're back in a weight room on Sunday night. We just continue to go.
No doubt about that. Well, coming up, though, you've got a big event. Now we got spring drills, and you got the guys coming in June, but there is a huge day, the annual golf tournament set for May 4th at Hillendale there in Corinth. I know that's always a big day for you and the program.
Yeah, that's a huge day. That's our annual big fundraiser. We have a great time, a lot. Kenny's played in it two or three times, and you know, I think this thing started back with Coach Ward 20-plus years ago, and it went away. And I think Andy Greeney brought it back. And then so it's been carried on since I've been here for now going on 7 years. And it's a great time. We usually play it in Corinth, and it's actually always in Corinth, and it's usually at Hillendale or Shiloh. We rotate every year. This year it's at Hillendale. And we register at noon. We eat lunch provided by Domino's, and then we shotgun at 1 o'clock. We usually have somewhere around the 17 to 16 teams. It's a fun time. You get door prizes. We auction stuff off. Obviously, this is a fundraiser, and we do a great job with it, but the coaching staff puts a lot of effort into it, and, you know, this is a fun time. And a lot of alums come back. Businesses support us. We're very thankful for them. And, you know, it's really unique to get out there and see guys compete and play some golf. And I'm terrible at golf, so I don't play. But other guys are better. Coach Saylor is pretty good.
Yes.
So
he talks about that quite often, by the way.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. He backs it up then.
Yeah, he needs to quit golfing and start coaching a little bit more. I'm gonna say that. But, yeah, no, it's a great time. All the beverages you can drink. We got food at night. We usually, again, door prizes, different things we auction off. Sometimes we've given away couches. We've given away recliners, shirts, polos, anything you can think of. We just have a great time.
That's wonderful. May 4th, and you said that there are still some slots available, so that's good news. If you want to sign up, I guess they can reach out to you or any of the coaches?
Any of the coaches, any of us, stop us. And, it's a four-man scramble is what it is. And so, we have obviously open slots. We've never hit over the 20 mark since I've been here. We're usually 16, 17 teams, but, more teams, the better.
Sure.
I mean, that's what we always think about it. And so, you don't have to be a good golfer. You know, the biggest thing is get out of the office, have fun.
That's exactly
that's
right.
The number
never
one goal.
A bad day when you're out there on the links. Greg, can't thank you enough for your time. All the best on the 4th, and we're excited to see the newcomers come on board in June, and it won't be long before we'll be kicking it off there in August.
Appreciate it, Will.
Up next on Tiger Talk, we've got an international champion that's joining us, one of our students, Gracie Garten, a freshman from Starkville. She's a part of the Culinary Arts program here at Northeast, and joining her is Christy Grissom. She's a hospitality management instructor. She also teaches culinary arts students here at Northeast. And first of all, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with you, Christy, because we're going to be talking about collegiate DECA. Now, people have heard of DECA before. It's big in high school, but collegiately as well. And you, along with Gracie, just came back from Washington, D.C. Gracie did extremely well. Just talk about that whole experience and what collegiate DECA is all about.
Collegiate DECA is the business organization for students to help emerging leaders and entrepreneurs. So that when they get out of high school, get out of college, they will already have networked with industry leaders, and they will sometimes have a job straight out of college just because of their contacts within DECA. And it's marketing, finance, hospitality, also management, entrepreneurship. All of those things are covered in a DECA conference. There are competitions, there are seminars. Just many, many opportunities for students to grow. And to me, for our students to participate in these conferences, it's like a gateway to the world. When we travel to New York, Anaheim, D.C., Orlando, and it just opens up their eyes to things beyond Mississippi.
Wow, that is amazing. And obviously it was a huge trip to Washington, D.C. And you touched a little bit about the impact that it has on the students, because yes, and we'll talk more with Gracie, she was able to compete, she learned, she was in some seminars, also got to do a little sightseeing as well. So the impact that DECA has, especially in some of these national conferences and international conferences, I mean, it's just amazing.
It really is. Our students have to join DECA as a part of hospitality and culinary arts, but whether or not they participate, it's up to them. So you get out of it what you put into it. So the more they participate and go to conferences with us, whether it's a state conference or a leadership conference, we also go to the Engage Conference in New York every fall. Mm. Those are opportunities that are so valuable, and those students who do participate come back with just a broader perspective of the world and the industry that they're interested in joining.
Yeah, developing some important skill sets that they will use for many years to come. Well, let's bring in our international champion, a collegiate DECA first place winner, Gracie Garten, freshman from Starkville. She came to Northeast because of the band and the culinary programs here. And first of all, before we talk about the competition, I just want to say congratulations. We've never had an international champion before on Tiger Talk. Congrats, Gracie.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about this experience. You teamed up with three other students from all around the country, and you were telling me before we went on the air, you never met them before, but you competed in the Management Institute, which is a forum that allows members to interact with business professionals in discussions on critical issues which can help students prepare for roles as managers and supervisors. Talk about the experience and what that was all about, and then coming away eventually with first place internationally.
Yes, sir. We were asked by a multi-billion dollar company, that's a real company in America called Dentma, to take their app and figure out how we would sell their app to orthodontists, that you would be able to use the app to sell a piece of equipment that they're using that's a virtual reality robot that would help remind their patients of appointments and different things to help their staff and stuff. And so we just had to create a PowerPoint and figure out how we would sell that use that PowerPoint to sell the app and sell the piece of equipment they have created. It was definitely a struggle trying to figure out how to do this. We weren't given a lot of information, but I guess we came out on top considering we won first. But it was definitely a good experience to get to meet other people from three other states that I had never met before, and I'll probably have connections with them for a long time.
No doubt about that. One from Utah, I believe you said, Minnesota, Michigan as well, and course, this was a huge deal. You had 1,400 students. They converged on the nation's capital. That had to have been quite a neat experience.
Yes, sir. It definitely was. You were constantly meeting somebody new and getting asked where you were from in the elevators and the stairs, and just walking down the hall, you were constantly asked about your accent and different things from your area.
Yes, I bet that accent was big on your team, considering you were the only one from the South. So you're working on this project. You're putting together what the team. You're given a case study, and then you got to put this whole thing together. And you were able to incorporate sleep somehow, and you were able to eat it all sometimes.
Yes, sir. We would work most days from 8 in the morning, and then we would eat, take short lunch breaks, about maybe 30 minutes for a lunch break. At night, I would get to go out for a little while and eat supper and spend some time with the other groups from Mississippi. But then I would come back in and work until about 1:30 in the morning and then get back up and go at 8.
Wow. But I tell you what, the dividends paid off big time, because not only does the first place team, you share the cash prize of $1,200, but you receive an all-expense paid trip to Las Vegas, and you get an interview with the event's sponsor, Piper Jaffray.
Yes, sir. It's definitely exciting to know that I get $1,200. And to know that I get to go to Las Vegas for that interview with Piper Jaffray, because they're like a huge company.
No doubt about that. I mean, and for some of the folks that are wondering, what does Gracie want to be? Well, you're talking about you want to go into culinary arts. You like to have a bakery one day.
Yes, sir. I'd like to either open my own bakery or hopefully get a job with Disney so I can work with them.
That's a great goal. Some great goals. And you're learning a lot here at Northeast, aren't you?
Yes, sir. My teachers are great to help me out.
Well, we are so proud to have you a part of the Northeast family, and congratulations on winning that international competition, and all the best on your trip out to Las Vegas.
Thank you.
All right, Christy, appreciate your time as well, and we'll talk more about culinary arts and the hospitality management in an upcoming Tiger Talk episode. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Time now to bring in Kenny Paul Gino, my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department. First of all, KP, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Will.
Well, you had yourself quite a Friday morning down there just south of Jackson. You represented the college at a graduation event down at McLaurin High School.
Yes, sir. I was happy to represent Northeast on behalf of recruiting and the marketing department. Met some great people, Cadence and Brianna, who will be attending Northeast all the way from South Mississippi next year. And, you know, had some great talks along with, I think there was 11 other schools there. So I was just happy to be there at the Northeast table representing and, you know, showing what Northeast is about.
Yeah, it's pretty neat that we're getting more and more students from all over the state and all over the region. The secret is out that this is a premier community college. Also, speaking of our students that we have currently, happy to report what the Phi Theta Kappa chapter did this past weekend at the International Convention in Kansas City. We won 6 awards, including the Distinguished Chapter Officer, Lindsay Lauderdale. We were a Distinguished Chapter Officer team, one of 30 given, and there's 1,300 chapters in the country. We also one of the top 50 in College Project Hallmark Award, Honors in Action Hallmark Award, one of the top 35 in Distinguished Chapter Award, and one of 15 that received the Distinguished Chapter Advisor Team. Pretty impressive when you look at 1,300 chapters in the nation. Now, we started this week with a bang last night on campus.
Yes, we had Child Care Open House that started at 4 o'clock. We also had Honors Day that started at 5, and also Congressman Trent Kelly was here at 6:30, and then we also had the PTK officer induction at 6:45, so a busy night last night.
No question. And of course, later on tonight, we've got the SGA Talent Show at 7 p.m., sophomore music recitals at Heinz Hall at 7 p.m., spring chorus choir concert at Heinz Hall at 7. This is in conjunction with the sophomore music recitals.
And then tomorrow, for Wednesday, April 25th, we have the National Walk at Lunch Walk. It's at 12 p.m. Then we have the Jeans for Justice photo at 12 p.m. So all this is at noon tomorrow.
Then on Thursday, we've got the retiree reception at 2 p.m. in the Claude Wright Room. We'll honor all of our different employees that will be calling it quits after this year at Northeast. We'll also have the women's basketball banquet at 6 p.m. Of course, the Lady Tigers coming off the first North Division title in 12 years.
Before I go on, you're talking about the retiree reception. Yeah, I've been here for about 8 months now, and there's a lot of people that's going to retire, and there's a lot of great people on this campus. So I appreciate their work they've done for this school. And over the years, a lot of great people here at Northeast.
No question about that.
Friday and Saturday, Northeast softball will be in the playoffs. After last Saturday's sweep of Hines on a sophomore day, guaranteed the spot in the postseason for the 16th time in 18 years. And that we've had a fast pitch program here at Northeast, so congrats to them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we'll know later on in the week who will be playing and what time. So keep track of our social media accounts on that. Also on Saturday, baseball will host Southwest Mississippi in a doubleheader at 1 p.m. They'll be on the road this week, actually later on today at East Mississippi.
And don't forget, students, Monday, final exams begin April 30th. Fueling for the finals, the 9 p.m. SGA event where administrators feed breakfast late at night to help students prepare for finals week. So students, get your brains ready because it's going to be a long week.
That's exactly right. It's hard to believe. Last day of classes this Thursday. Graduation May 10th and May 11th. Don't forget, if you can't make it to those events, we'll be having it live on NEMCCTV. So that's a nice option for you as well. KP, thanks always for your time.
Thanks. As always, go Tigers.
Up next on this week's edition of Tiger Talk, it's a visit with a couple of our students here at Northeast, freshman Lori Gaines of Glenn, Mississippi, along with Mickey, Tennessee, sophomore Brooke Southern. They were both a part of a very special event recently. But first of all, welcome, ladies, to Tiger Talk.
Thank you for having us today.
Let's start with you, Brooke. I know both of you were two of 15 or so students from Stephanie Freeze's biology class. You guys had a nice trip. You went and had a chance to teach kindergartners at Anderson Elementary here in Boonville a little biology. How'd it go?
It went great. The kids loved all the activity stations that we had set up for the day. They were just running around full of energy, excited to get going.
I bet. Kindergarten, that is a very special and energetic age. Talk about your station. What was it all about and how was it received?
me and a friend, Kayla, we got Easter eggs together and put in rice, macaroni, Legos, just toys that would rattle. And they would get to shake the eggs, and we had a viewing station where they figured out what they were thinking. They would point and say, oh, that's the macaroni or that's the rice. And if they were wrong, we'd say, try again. So they just would shake eggs and then guess what was inside of them.
How about that? Let's bring in Lori for a moment. Lori, we just heard from Brooke what her station was all about. What was your station and what did that consist of?
Mine was about teaching the kids how to stay heart healthy by eating right and exercising. And they got to play a game where they spun the wheel and it would land on a certain exercise that they got to do. And they just had a lot of fun doing that.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, there's probably a lot of people out there listening to this podcast who do not realize how much our students are involved in the community. This is just one of the many examples. And, Lori, I know the students got a lot out of that and a charge out of listening to you and being a part of you and all the different stations. But you probably got a little something out of it as well.
As a social work major, it was really good experience to be a part of something where I was involved with other students.
All right, Brooke, I know it was a good experience for you as well. You're also a social work major.
Yes, I think the experience was very good. I got to work with children and see how they reacted to different things. And I'm not quite sure what area I'm going into, but the children area, working with them, has come up to go with social work, and seeing how kids react to things really gave me some experience in my future.
And speaking of that, you mentioned experience in there a couple of times. What has been your experience like? You're a sophomore and you're getting ready to wrap up your time here at Northeast. What have these last couple of years been all about for you?
The whole campus has just been awesome. I've had awesome teachers and friends who has helped me these past 2 years, and not just in the classroom but out of the classroom. There's been bingo nights and just fun activities that's, you know, had let me have a great experience here at Northeast, and I would recommend, you know, anyone around this area to come here.
No doubt. Lori, I want to get your take on wrapping up your first year here at Northeast. Has it been a good year for you?
It's been a great year. All the teachers and students and everyone involved in the school have been so helpful at assisting me with any kind of issues or, you know, directing me in what I need to do. And it's just been a great year, and I'm looking forward to next year.
I know with that, everyone is full blast here at Northeast. And, of course, in the fall of 2018, everyone will have an iPad. You know, at Northeast, we're way ahead of the curve of incorporating digital resources in the classroom. And I know you also love the savings that you don't have to purchase those textbooks anymore. Talk a little bit about incorporating digital resources in the classroom.
It's been a good experience. I haven't had any issues with it. A little bit of a transition period going from textbooks to using the iPad, but, you know, it's really easy to do, and I'm really comfortable with it and excited about doing it next year.
Brooke, how has your experience been with all this digital technology in the classroom?
It's been pretty fun. We just use the textbooks online on our iPads, or you could use it on a computer, just any internet source you have. And it's been fun to not spend so much money on actual textbooks, and online, you get to use online sources, and the teachers help setting that up, and if you need help searching things, they'll help you find your book and pages in the book.
That's terrific to hear. I can't thank both of you enough for your time, and I am so glad you had a wonderful experience teaching biology to some kindergarten students here in Boonville.
Thanks for having us.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. As always, a special thanks to Michael Miller, who does so much behind the scenes each week to get this podcast on the air. So for Greg Davis, Christy Grissom, Gracie Garten, Kenny Paulgino, Lori Gaines, Brooke Southern, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.